Hi everyone. Sorry a few minutes late. I dialed the wrong number. Anyway, this is Jordana from drinkingin_Jordana from Facebook and Instagram. Oh, it's Jordana Baruchama, just on Facebook. But I'm so glad to be here with you and to discuss again what is the connection between this week's Torah portion, Mishpatim, and the Haftorah in Yirmiyahu. It's very interesting. Right away, right from the very beginning, you could see the major connection, and that is the laws of a Jewish slave. That right away is being mentioned in the Haftorah, and obviously that's what we start off with in Mishpatim. And it's fascinating because, I don't know, we don't have it today. Not only that, we don't have it today, but when it was first taught in the Midbar, right after Matan Torah, they didn't have it either. There was no reason for the Jewish slaves, because it was based off of if somebody stole and didn't have money to pay back, or if somebody was so poor, and nobody fell under those two categories. So it's interesting that that was the first law. So we need to understand, I think if we understand, why was that being presented right away after Matan Torah, I think we would get to the underlining message that we can take away from the connection of Mishpatim and Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah. So here we have this huge revelation of Matan Torah in Parshat Yitro, the previous parsha last week. And then, boom, you would think it's almost like a letdown. Almost, right? Because this inspirational moment, if you could imagine the scene of the smoke and the fire and everybody heard Hashem speaking together. And then, boom, hello, let's get into the nitty-gritty of all the laws. And not just any laws, but these types of laws. And I think that in itself, if you think about the concept of the Jewish slavery, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was letting us know that true revelation, true connection, is not necessarily at that high moment, at that spark when we receive the Torah, but rather the true connection is what happens on a daily basis. The true revelation is what you do with that spark. Do you ignite it? Do you keep it lit? Is it shining bright day in and day out? You know, I listened to this beautiful shiur by Rabbi Kalish, and he was talking about how a lot of times we think that the Torah is our guide for life. And he said, really, Hashem had the Torah and then created the word. That's what Chazal teaches us. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So that's why the Gemara asks, where is Haman in the Torah? And they look and they find hints of Haman in the Torah. You and I are in the Torah. We matter. Our daily life matter. We are more easily found when our life is encompassed through Torah. And everything we do is through a Torah lens. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, everything they did was through a Torah lens. So we see them in the Torah. But as soon as something is more Torah prominent, it is seen. You know, you talk about the Tmeim, the people that were impure before they had the Korban Pesach, and they were upset. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes the whole story in there. Yes, they were so eager to do the mitzvot, so they were written up. They were so eager to have the land and they wanted a portion. So Hashem writes up their story because these were people that were not just about the spark, but they were about bringing the revelation into their daily lives day in and day out. And that's the message of Jewish slavery, that we're not supposed to be enslaved to other things, but realize that we are true avdei Hashem. That that's really the goal, is for us to understand that we're avadim to Hashem, that we are servants to Hashem. And what does that mean? That it's not about serving Hashem in the batei knesiot, and serving Hashem in shul only. It's not just about serving Hashem in the Beit Midrash, but rather it's about serving Hashem day in and day out. That's what a true Eved does. They serve their master. They serve their one in charge. They serve them day in and day out. It's not just a one-time hit-and-run type of idea, one and done. No. And it's not just a special occasion. a special, all of a sudden, okay, I'm serving a special meal, so then the servant comes out and helps serve the special meal. No, the servant is somebody who comes and works day in and day out. And that's why right after the giving of the Torah, it's mentioned this law, that it's all about how I serve God day in, every single day. How do I show up? How do I have God present in my life? And that's why the Haftorah is emphasizing this law, this concept that we shouldn't be serving others, but only serving our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's that exact fact that after 6 years, we're meant to go free because we are not meant to serve another human being. We're only here to serve Hashem. So I think that's the beautiful connection between the Haftorah and this week's Torah portion, about understanding that the true revelation is in our everyday lives, understanding that we're not here to serve others, but we're here to serve God. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this. Remember, anytime you want to sponsor a shiur, please get in touch with Shiur Enjoyment. They're great for Yeshuas, for Refuas, for Aliyas and Shamas, anything that you might want. Please get in touch with Shiur Enjoyment. Until next time, have a great, wonderful Shabbat.